Welcome to Walden Pod. I'm your host, Emerson Green. So I tend to buy into determinism for PSR-related considerations. I think the principle of sufficient reason plausibly leads to determinism, and I don't have a problem with either, so I'm happy to go along for the ride. And along with the majority of philosophers, I don't see an insuperable conflict between free will and determinism. I'm happy to accept both. My problem with libertarian free will is that on some level, I don't really understand what it is. I'm not sure if it obtains in any possible world. The main reason for this is the deep sense of responsibility that libertarians tend to attribute to free agents. Nietzsche derisively called this freedom of the will in the superlative metaphysical sense, which includes the desire to bear the entire and ultimate responsibility for one's actions oneself, and to absolve God, the world, ancestors, chance, and society. End quote. Obviously, you can do what you will to do, but you can't be ultimately responsible for the state of your will at a given time. You can be the proximate cause of your actions, but that's a form of responsibility that's entirely compatible with determinism. I'm speaking this sentence right now because I want to. My wanting to is the immediate cause of my behavior. That's not incompatible with determinism. I want to do something, and then I do it. It's not as if determinists have trouble fitting this into their worldview. It's just that the chain of causes eventually slips out of my grasp. And if we inquire beyond the proximate causes of my behavior, we'll find a causal history that stretches beyond my control. And this causal chain accounts for why I'm even using my will in the way I'm using it. On the part of determinists, there's no denial that my will is a part of the causal chain. For example, I did X because I wanted to. I can be responsible for my actions in a very immediate sense, even if determinism is true. So, if the libertarian wants to distinguish their position from the others, presumably they would want a deeper sense of responsibility than merely being the proximate cause of an action. It's not difficult to find a defender of libertarian free will, particularly the religious ones, imputing human beings with a form of responsibility that they seem to think absolves God, the world, genetics, and luck, leaving nothing but you. Strictly speaking, I'm only going to be arguing against this deep sense of responsibility. I'm trying to stay neutral on the question of whether or not this kind of ultimate responsibility is actually an essential part of libertarian free will. Not every libertarian believes in freedom of the will in the superlative metaphysical sense, but everyone who does is a libertarian. So another important concept in these discussions is randomness. What do you mean by randomness? I think of true randomness as the absence of any intelligible reason or explanation for things being as they are and not some other way. A freely willed choice, according to libertarians, has an intelligible reason or explanation for why event A took place rather than event B. It's how the agent willed to use his powers of choosing. His conscious control is the explanation. But the relevant question is not over event A and event B. The question is about the agent's will, namely the event of the agent exercising his conscious control in that way and not some other way. So is there any intelligible explanation or reason for the state of the agent's will at that time? Or is there no intelligible explanation or reason for the state of the agent's will at that time? If it's the latter, then it's a truly random event. So again, the agent's will being in one state instead of another, is there a reason for that, or is there no reason for that? If there's no reason for it, then it's random. If there is a reason, then we have another fork in the road. Either the explanation/reason is something outside of the agent's will, for which the agent can't be responsible, or the explanation will be the agent's will. The state of the agent's will at that time can't be a random event for the libertarian. There must be a reason the agent's will is in that state rather than some other. But whatever the explanation, how could it be the agent's will? How could the agent's will be the explanation for why the agent's will was in that state instead of some other state? He willed his will to be that way? Why? Did he will that he would will his will to be that way? I mean, wouldn't it just make more sense to say that the agent's will is a part of a causal chain that goes way beyond it, rather than treating the will as this self-generated thing that just makes an error message pop up in my mind? How could it be responsible for itself being the way it is, rather than some other way? We're talking about a mental event. How could a mental event be the cause of itself? And look, I know this is confusing, but that's the point. This is what I mean when I say I don't really know what libertarian free will is. Or at least, I don't understand how anyone attributes anything other than a very limited form of responsibility to humans for their behavior. And maybe I shouldn't have even brought in the term libertarian free will. Even though it seems very common for libertarians to attribute a deep sense of responsibility to people for their actions, I do know people who believe in libertarian free will who would be going along with a lot of what I'm saying. So again, I don't know if I even should have mentioned the term libertarian free will. What I'm really arguing against is a form of responsibility that goes beyond making us only the proximate cause of our actions. And I'm thinking that many people believe in a form of responsibility that's more than that. The coherent version of the story is one in which I will something, I do it, and am therefore responsible. That version just happens to be compatible with determinism. And if your version of free will is compatible with determinism, you are a compatibilist. So if someone wants to attribute a deeper sense of responsibility to us than compatibilists, then they'll need something more. So yes, there's an intelligible reason for the state of the agent's will. There can't be no reason after all, that would make it truly random. And that reason, for the libertarian, can't be external to the agent's will. Because how could the agent be truly responsible for their freely willed choice if the reason their will was in that particular state was anything other than the agent's will? So at this point, the crucial question for me is whether this option can be distinguished from the causa sui. I don't see how, and this is a problem. The notion of a mental event or state of consciousness being the cause of itself does not meet the basic standard of intelligibility. In section 21 of Beyond Good and Evil, Nietzsche wrote a diatribe against this deep sense of responsibility, what he calls free will in the superlative metaphysical sense. Quote, "The causa sui is the best self-contradiction that has ever been conceived so far. It is a sort of rape and perversion of logic, but the extravagant pride of man has managed to entangle itself profoundly and frightfully with just this nonsense. The desire for freedom of the will in the superlative metaphysical sense, which still holds sway, unfortunately, in the minds of the half-educated, the desire to bear the entire and ultimate responsibility for one's actions oneself, and to absolve God, the world, ancestors, chance, and society, involves nothing less than to be precisely this causa sui, and with more than Munchausen's audacity, to pull oneself up into existence by the hair out of the swamps of nothingness." Galen Strawson's basic argument is another way of making this point. Whether he shows we don't have free will is disputed as far as I'm concerned. What the argument does convincingly show is that we cannot be ultimately responsible for what we do, which is pretty significant, I would think. Whether we're dualists, whether we're Christians, whatever other commitments we may or may not have, the argument works regardless.
It's just that there's a very strong natural notion of what free will is, given which we can't have it, and in fact we can prove that we can't have it. I could just give you the argument very briefly.
Yes, please do.
I mean, it's open to objections, of course, but it goes like this. So, step one, you do what you do because of the way you are, all things considered.
Good. And I feel like we're on the bus somewhere to a strong conclusion there, but we'll agree.
Yep, I agree for now. Yep.
Premise two. So, to be truly responsible for what you do, you're going to have to somehow be truly responsible for how you are. Step three. But you can't be truly, or if you like, ultimately responsible for how you are. So, step four. You can't be truly and ultimately responsible for what you do.
You're allowing them to have a soul in this argument, are you not? I can have souls and consciousness? Don't I act because of my decisions that I formulate within my soul?
Doesn't make any difference. So, the two points here. First of all, if you've got a soul, well, you're not responsible, ultimately responsible for how it is. So, the other point is, it doesn't even matter if determinism isn't true. Even if determinism is false, you still can't be radically self-determining or self-creating in such a way that you can be truly responsible for how you are. And I mean, we can make this a bit more down to earth and empirical here. Look, why are you the way you are? Well, first there's the genetic component, which is not insignificant. And then there's the first 5 years of life, which is very, very significant. And there is no way in which you can get back. So that, I think that largely sets character. Mm. So suppose after that you decide to try to change yourself. So you do. You set out on a course of action to change yourself. Well, two things can happen very crudely. You can succeed or you can fail. But if you succeed, well, you're already lucky to be the kind of person who would succeed if they did try to change themselves. And if you fail, you're unlucky in that respect. You can't get back behind yourself in order to make yourself, in such a way as to be truly and ultimately responsible for how you are. That's the problem. And it doesn't matter whether determinism is true or not, or whether you have an immaterial soul or not. It makes no difference.
I guess I can see why this view would rustle some feathers, so to speak. So let's say that, okay, I've
since you do what you do in the circumstances in which you find yourself, because of the way that you are, you're going to have to be responsible for the way that you are in order to be responsible for what you do. But you can't be responsible for your own nature. We wake up one day, conscious for the first time, already being the way that we are. So if you happen to find yourself existing, you already have a nature. To be at all is to be one way rather than some other way. Once you exist, it's already too late. And make no mistake, we can endeavor to change ourselves, we can grow and strive to be better. Many do, and some are successful. But in order to change how you are, you must already exist. And the way that you are at present will determine if you change yourself, how you change yourself, and how successful you will be in doing it. You can change the way that you are, but you can't be ultimately responsible for your nature. So you can't be ultimately responsible for your actions, for what you do. You can be the proximate cause of your actions, but that's a fairly limited form of responsibility, one that's entirely compatible with determinism. Whether the defenders of libertarian free will think we have the deeper kind of responsibility depends on who you're talking to. Some do, and some don't. But insofar as libertarians wish to infuse human beings with this kind of responsibility, this kind of deep responsibility where you and you alone are truly responsible for your actions, we can be confident that libertarian free will is not true. Free will, in the superlative metaphysical sense, which absolves God, the world, ancestors, chance, and society of what you do, can be safely discarded on the grounds that it is impossible to pull oneself up into existence by the hair, out of the swamps of nothingness. Thank you for listening. I've been Emerson Green, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you. Thank you.